Good morning and welcome to the Preventing Grace podcast for October 26, 2020. We have to celebrate our child's birthday today, so we don't have a lot of time. And we've just wasted an hour trying to think about what, doing what's it called, show prep.
How old is she going to be?
11. And then, so the other one, the last one will be 10.
That's so weird.
In February. So basically, it's like having 6 teenagers, not 4, because when your 2 youngest are 9 and 10, or yep. sorry, 9 and 11, and the other ones are all teenagers, basically you have teenagers.
You know what I thought? I thought that by the time they got this age, our house would like be immaculately clean.
I know.
Because they're all functional and,
I know.
And capable of actually cleaning stuff.
Like, we suffered immensely under the toddler regime and then the young kid regime, and that I don't know how to clean my room. I didn't see
that pile
that
of...
there was dog throw up underneath my Legos,
right? Oh, and here's, I know I'm not supposed to take food in my room, but here's this pile of rubbish.
I did anyway. But I feel like it's weirdly worse, like the bathroom that they all get to use.
Yeah.
They all know how to clean the bathroom, but they prefer to each use a towel and then just throw it down. So I finally stopped cleaning the bathroom. I was like, I'm done here. If you want to live like this, I just can't even.
Remember that golden image that you painted of that woman that you knew growing up who's had 5 children, and she would just sit and direct the children about what to do?
That woman was my aunt.
Oh.
And it was her 6
okay.
sons.
Who would move about doing...
Maybe she had 4 sons and 2 daughters. That's how it was, opposite of me. And they cooked dinner, but maybe it was like a one-time thing.
Right.
Showing off because we were there.
I think we basically have one competent child.
Which one?
The 18-year-old. Who's 18.
Yeah.
Who's already 43, but she's 18 and... 43 in sentiment, 18 in...
I mean, the youngest one can clean, but doesn't want to.
Yeah, before she broke her elbow, she was an awesome kitchen cleaner. Remember that? She would get in there and just...
I think she discovered that that wasn't worth the pain of a broken elbow. So, I just am really sad. Yeah, I think that's like the thing that is most disappointing about raising children, is that you thought what you thought was going to happen turned out to be not what was going to happen at all. So I should say this is going to be our guide to getting through the fall, or the autumn, as the other people say. This is our 3rd October birthday, and it's a soup birthday. She wanted soup. We're having 4 kinds of soup today. Wonton soup.
Who was it that said? You said that she's probably trolling us.
Cauliflower soup. I think she's trolling us. Mushroom soup. And then Portuguese kale and sausage soup.
So it started because we made the... Because our oldest 18-year-old...
Well...
Our 18-year-old wanted to have a meal with courses.
Our son wanted sushi last year.
So we made it.
We did sushi. That was the first mistake.
Right.
Then the next one wanted bouillabaisse.
Right.
Big. Then it got into this horrible, okay, we're going to have like a 10-course French meal.
And we could pull it off because your mother was living here at the time, so she was able to do that and help us.
Yeah, there were like 2 or 3 people cooking that meal, because unless you have staff, you really can't do that kind of thing. And we don't have staff.
The second youngest sees that and decides.
But she wants all the courses to be soup.
Yeah, the next one is I'm waiting for I want the buried Hawaiian roast pig or whatever it is. That's going to be next.
Watch for which one? The one in February?
Yeah.
The youngest one is going to be like, I want you to sacrifice an animal. On the altar of my birthday. But it's my birthday.
Yeah, they should. What was that show?
Word Girl.
Is that even on anymore?
I don't know, but it's the best thing on television.
The best child cartoon ever is Word Girl, because they have these enemies like Sandwich Boy, or what is his name?
Sandwich Guy.
Sandwich Guy, and...
And then Birthday Girl is one of the villains.
But it's my birthday.
And she grows into
this giant,
a Hulk.
Horrible, tantruming child.
And they have to talk her down using good vocabulary. It's pretty fantastic. So I think my first piece of advice for getting through the fall before Christmas, because somebody told me yesterday at church that there's only 2 months until Christmas now, but now less because it's Monday. Yesterday was exactly 2 months before Christmas, which I thought was kind of a mean thing to tell everybody as they came into church.
How long again?
2 months.
Oh my goodness.
So the first thing you should do if you want to survive this holiday season is not have 3 birthdays in October. That's your first. Just don't do that first.
Yeah. That's cost us a lot of money.
And effort. And then second, what's yours?
Well, I mean,
don't do Halloween costumes.
Mine is, okay, and this may not apply to everybody, but clean your windows, especially if you live in the Northeast.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because, like, if you go in the winter where it gets dark at 4 p.m. here, and you don't have clean windows, or you still have your screens in your windows, you're going to be depressed. You're gonna want to cry. Yeah, all the time.
Sit down in your chair, right? Just gently
eke every bit of light you can out of the sky, and you have to keep your windows open. When I go into someone's house and it's winter and there's like
all the shades are
dark, I just want to open your windows
for you. Can I just open your window for you? This curtain is in the way. Can I just move it over? So this very tepid light can wander through.
And here's the thing, you know, I'm still every year when I don't know, is it daylight savings time or is it, I don't know what we're going back to, but standard time we're going to, but
we're
whatever.
We're going to lose our hour of sleep, I think.
No, we gain an hour of sleep, but we lose an hour of light.
A light, okay.
In the evening, right. So, and every year when this time's around, there's like, you know, politicians start saying, oh, I'm going to.
They don't say it, though.
They did. No, Trump said it last year.
But then did he
forget? The Republican Senate said it last year. Several New York State Congress people said it last year. And then, as soon as
what
the
happened?
Clamor is over, they forget, right?
Or they're just trolling us, which.
Yeah. Well, Trump should do it this year. He should, if he wants to be reelected.
On like the day before the election, he should issue
like some kind of executive order or something.
Saying, no daylight savings for anyone.
Right. People get really upset, though, when it's the next one comes along and they have to lose the hour of sleep.
Yeah.
I used to hate that sometimes because I used to hate that. It's always not. Why is it on a Saturday? Why is it on a, why not on a Friday evening?
Well, this is one way that you can know that we are a non-Christian nation. Because the people who organized this
didn't even
hate
think about
God.
church attendance.
They hate God.
Yeah, no one shows up in church that Sunday. Or people will show up at like noon or something, forgetting it.
Well, what's really great now is that everybody can just watch the live stream whenever they wake up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. Oh, sorry.
Made it easy for people,
Pastor,
not to come.
Right. I was planning to watch the live stream, so I just did doing that today.
See, this is what I feared when we started doing the live stream, is that it was going to become something we could never get rid of. And once it was installed, it would become the option of choice. So
I think that your fears are not crazy.
I wish you could count viewers as attendees.
We can't count people anyway right now.
Right, because I don't know how many people are viewing.
So that's okay. Well, we weren't talking about COVID. We were trying not to talk about COVID. So this is just pretend that you're trying to get through a regular fall, basically, in a sort of a general way. So clean your windows. Don't have children in October. let's see. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I would say, well, there's a balance between celebrating all the things and celebrating too many things. So, like, if you're going to try to do Halloween and Reformation Day on the same day and pretend that they're the same thing as we've tried to do in past times, or eat your way through the Reformation, that can be both delicious and stressful when you're trying to balance
the Swiss Reformation this year. So we've got to do...
we have to do fondue.
Right, or it's the German... We had the German Reformation last year, right?
So we were eating sausages. But
and the English Reformation, you'd have to have like shepherd's pie or something.
We never get around to the English Reformation in the way that we should.
Or we could just open a tin.
Well, that's what, maybe that's what we should do this year for the English Reformation, is that we open a tin. I do think it would be fun to do a Barbara Pym Reformation menu. Actually, some of the food in the Barbara Pym cookbook is not, it's not just open a tin, but some of the recipes do say that open it and then you open the tin.
In case you haven't figured out, we're doing that talking about anything important today because we're both exhausted and we're not.
I mean,
there are important things going on in the country and in the world and in the church, but I'm just not.
Yeah, I don't think that it's important for us to say anything about them right now. Okay, so if you're going to, I think one way to balance the two is to eat through the Reformation, but then do let your children go trick or treating, because it's important for them to go out and ask strangers
to give them candy.
And then to take some of the candy that they earn by going door to door, because life is a veil of tears. And you think that you've made progress in your life when actually all you've done is just gotten something for somebody else that person can have at the end of the day. There's a big sign. A guy in our neighborhood has been disallowed from having trick-or-treaters.
Yeah. Is that right? Is that really?
And
is that what happened?
I think so. And there's a big sign in his yard that says, "No Halloween, so sad." But I don't think anybody's sad.
Is that what happened? How do you know he got disallowed? He's really crazy. He has like skulls in his windows and... Yeah, skulls in his window, which would be enough to... all year round, not just for Halloween. It's not just Halloween. And he sits outside in the summer without a shirt on. He's an older
nodding
guy.
And smiling.
Nodding and smiling at everyone. Yelling hello at women when they pass by.
And children.
Yeah.
So.
It's probably a good thing that it isn't.
But, you know, you got to take your chances. I don't know if we're going to do Halloween. I bought a lot of candy just in case there's no... whatever, and then I'm just gonna like give each child a massive bag of candy and say, "Here's your candy."
I don't think we can do it this year because, you know, it's not that I'm afraid of coronavirus, but if one of our children were to be tested positive or whatever, we'd have to shut everything down. I'll do that.
That would really rot.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, I think you should like. Our strategy has been that you eat the food of the Reformation, but you let your children dress up. Basically is something obscure and difficult. I was really wanting them to be the Spanish Inquisition as a group, but they're not going to. One of them is going to be Anne of Green Gables.
They could go get the acolyte robes from
church. I know. They could totally do the Spanish Inquisition. And then we could borrow my mother's...
Nobody would expect it either.
I know. My mother's dish drainer for the rack.
Yeah.
Because they
have one.
Yeah. It would be so epic. Instead, I'm going to spray one of the children's hair with red to try to make her into Anne of Green Gables. And she wants puff sleeves. I'm not sure how to do that.
There's one of the things I hate most of all is it like the day before Halloween, all of our children suddenly realize they don't have the costume they want. And so the panic begins, and it's not just that they don't have the costume they want; it's our problem.
Well,
we need to figure out something.
You know what's interesting to me is that I all of my online friends are busy sewing costumes for their children right now.
Yeah, we don't do that.
And I don't even know what that means. I don't even... The word
sew... Isn't it... I like Halloween as an idea.
Yeah.
But of all the holidays that America celebrates, it's the one that I hate the most because it's the most... It used to be the one that required the most parental involvement because you had to walk the children around the neighborhood. You had to figure out their freaking costumes. You had to... I mean, it's and then you have to go to the, it's just so, and then people knock at your door all night and the dogs go crazy. So I used to hate it. I still don't like it.
You still don't really like it. No. I don't know what you say used to. Now we just send our children with other children or on their own. Cause if they,
Now they're older. So you just kick them out the door and say, go get candy from other people.
The problem when you have like, excuse me, I don't have the Rona. I just have allergies. We discovered that our two youngest children, who are basically teenagers anyway, never carved a pumpkin though, because we did it with the older kids. But when they came along, we were like, I don't care anymore. So we did buy a pumpkin, and I think you should carve a pumpkin with them this week. It's like once in their life, you can be like, no, we did it every year. Look, we carved this pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. That's right. I forget the younger ones don't have the institutional memory that our older ones do. Right. We haven't read Narnia with them since they've been sentient, so we should do that.
We should do it so that they don't
feel like they've left out on.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Halloween. And do you have any tips for surviving daylight savings time? Where we save the daylight by taking it away from us.
I mean, I used to, like, when I was
darkest part
a of long time ago, I was so angry, I just went on for like months pretending it wasn't daylight saving. I'd be at places with the right time, but I just keep continuing waking up at the same time. I always woke up and doing exactly the same things, and then but I could do that when I was single and I didn't have a lot of responsibility.
Somehow an infant doesn't let you like
do that. Yeah.
Keep your old hours.
I think you should just curse the darkness.
Yeah, the best way is just to be really angry for as long as you can, and then after a while you forget, you can be angry about something else. Okay, well, I have a tip for how to survive the election.
Okay.
Which is coming up. Apparently there is a way to sort of block the Facebook reminders.
To vote,
and Instagram reminders, and Twitter reminders, and email reminders.
It's because they think everyone's going to vote for Biden, and they want...
They should stop telling people to vote. Because you don't actually know how people are going to vote, even whenever the polls go. So I think this year, what I'm going to do is go to bed on election night.
Yeah, because we never do that.
I'm thinking that I'm just going to go to bed. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to maybe read a novel before I look at Twitter.
Huh.
And maybe I'll just like wait for somebody to call me and tell me who won. Rather than...
I think we said that last year, though. We couldn't... Last election cycle, we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of worth it, even though we didn't vote ourselves, just to watch...
To watch
the shock and the weeping, yeah.
I'm worried that it won't be weeping on either account, that there'll be something more than weeping.
Right, violent revolution.
Violent revolution. So.
I mean, I wish I could. I mean, I would like to do that. I would like to just go to bed and not worry about it and say something pious, like.
Yeah, not watching. Oh, yeah. We should virtue signal on Twitter.
Jesus is on the throne no matter who wins the election.
Yeah. Not watching the election coverage tonight.
Reading my Bible.
Oh, my word.
Having family devotions.
Let's do that. We could watch.
We should take pictures of ourselves, like with like the Bible open, all the kids around. With like.
Yeah, and then be like hashtag election night.
Hot chocolate or something. Or
maybe that's our chief way to get through the fall is to virtue signal your
we
way.
Should, yeah, we should like. We should create a family Twitter page and like photo ourselves doing like really amazingly religious things.
all during this time.
Yeah.
So Christ every morning, the King Sunday, we made little glittery crowns for each of the children.
Yes. And every morning we can like have, we have to have the obligatory picture of the coffee and the Bible open and our thoughts for the morning. And
hashtag Jesus. I don't actually have time to do that, but I do think it would be really, really epic. Maybe we could just do it once or twice. Okay, so that's the election. What comes after the election? Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. And then for Thanksgiving, you can't, if you're in California, you can only have
one person.
No more than six people at a Thanksgiving celebration.
Is that what they said in California?
Right, as if they tell you what you can do in your own house and your own family.
What if you have more than six people in your family? We do. We have 10.
Right. I think there's an exception for that, but still, they can't tell you how many people they have in your. Someone said there's 30 people for funeral, so I saw a meme saying our pet turkey is going to die on November 26th, and so we're going to have a funeral for it. Refreshments will be provided.
Refreshments provided. Socially distanced
refreshments. Yeah, no, okay, here's where I think, you just have your celebration and you don't care what the state says. If they're going to come and barge in your house and arrest you for having Thanksgiving dinner, let them do it.
Did you see that Cuomo is so overstepping his bounds against the Jewish community in New York City that some prominent Muslim groups came out and said, "Hey, Cuomo, stop persecuting the Jews."
Even Muslims in there, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. I saw a video of some police officer was looking into Jewish windows trying to figure out if they're gathering and praying.
Yeah, and then the next day, they were knocking at doors.
Yeah.
Going door to door and knocking at doors and harassing people.
I'm sorry. That's.
I mean, read your history book. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Thanksgiving. I am super grieved this year because on the day after Thanksgiving, I always go to Alice's closet and look at all of the beautiful clothes that rich women don't want anymore. And that's where I get all my clothes for the year. And then, Alice's closet didn't make it out of COVID. And so I don't even know what I'm going to do the day after. And I've noticed, of course, they don't want the whole world to go shopping the day after Thanksgiving. Which I guess, in an epic cosmic sense, it sounds reasonable. But it is going to change American culture forever and ever, maybe in a good way.
Yeah.
You don't care about Alice's closet.
I don't. I do care about Alice's closet because you go and spend lots of money under the pretext of, hey, it's on sale. And I hate that. You can't. It's still spending money. I don't think women understand this. No. Go out. It's 30% off. Yeah, of $500 article of clothing. It's still a huge chunk. Oh, but honey, I saved lots of money. No, you didn't. You just spent a lot of money. That's not saving money. You just spent
money. Alice's Closet had a 75% off sale the day after Thanksgiving, and it was really epically awesome.
I hate that store so much.
No, it was
because you go and you relieve your conscience by buying stuff there.
But okay. Well, let's stop arguing about this. I have something I'm angry about that I just wanted to put in here. I think I've already brought it up before, but it's really bothering me in the time of this cultural devastation that the post people have to work 7 days of work a week now. They're out on Saturday and Sunday mornings, and then they're out late until 9 sometimes. The mail is delivered in this super erratic way.
Yeah.
I guess they're getting days off, but how did working for the post office become being a nurse where you have to do a 15-hour shift in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I don't know that's crazy.
What happened?
I don't know. There's something going on in the post office that I haven't been following, but yeah, it's crazy that you have to do that. I always thought if I weren't a pastor, I'd like to do something like be a mailman because you have to walk outside and deliver mail to people, and it's always this kind of friendly attitude.
But now they look so stressed and sad. I don't know what is going on, but it shouldn't be like that. The mail should be delivered from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, period.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I...
Like, that's not hard.
Right. Right.
It's this 2020...
Do they have a personnel shortage? Do they have a...
Well...
I don't know what's wrong.
I don't really want to read to find out, so I have no idea. Okay. We're going to do our special Thanksgiving episode right later, so we shouldn't go into that.
The food and
stuff. So after Thanksgiving comes St. Nicholas Day, and that's an important holiday to celebrate.
It is, and so you need to buy, you spend more money on St. Nicholas Day. So if it's a good thing about St. Nicholas Day is if you're worried about having enough money for your children at Christmas, then you should also celebrate St. Nicholas Day so you don't worry about it anymore. You just know you're not going to have enough money. You love that. You love going out and spending. I'm sorry, I'm just still thinking about the money thing. You go out and buy these neat little knickknacks or whatever they are for your...
No, I do something every year. Like one year it was all asterisks and Obelix books or slippers. Everybody got slippers or sleds. One year I buy everybody a really nice sled. One year I bought all the girls silver teaspoons and the boys these nice little knives. And
it was on a Sunday this year, wasn't it? Last year, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think so.
This is a leap year, so I don't know what I'm going to do this year. Somebody said, "Oh, just get all of the children a new COVID mask." That actually sounds miserable.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that for St. Nicholas Day. And you also, everyone has to have a chocolate, a big chocolate of some kind, and then chocolate coins. This year it's on Sunday.
Yeah.
This year it's on Sunday. Last year it must have been on Friday.
So that's going to put a big damper on our celebration of St. Nicholas Day because I'm not waking up to watch them open their St. Nicholas stuff.
No,
I'm
don't.
I'm going to be doing my sermon that morning.
I don't.
Or not, no, I'm not. Let me correct that. I'm not doing my sermon in the morning. I'm doing a final edit of the sermon. Yeah, what should I preach about today?
Mommy, I've got a shelf in my room that I don't need.
Okay, you can tell me about it later. Okay, well, that's officially the end of fall because then it's Christmas and Advent, which is its own program. So, and also now I have to go and make cheese straws to go with cauliflower soup for my troll, the child, or I'm sorry, the child, my child, the troll. Who also wanted like a variety of presents that were really, she wanted a Frisbee, which I couldn't find.
You found a Frisbee?
No. And a rolling cart. It's like, you know what, sweetie pie, that's a no. I can't find a rolling cart for less than $50.
What kind of cart? Like a wagon?
No, like a bedside table with shelves that
would roll. Oh, okay.
And I didn't find that. For a reasonable amount of money. Speaking of money. So, I got to go do birthday stuff. And then I've got to climb my way through this week. One of the things is to finish up this registry for my parents. So people can give. If you were wanting to give, that would be awesome. They're living on the floor right now.
They have two chairs.
They have two chairs.
And a table. And... couch down in the basement, which is nice.
Yeah.
And elsewhere. And
they need bedside tables and lamps.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Anyway, so watch for that. And we will be back next week, probably. Thanks for listening.